It's a mere 178 pages, but it answers all the questions you may have on the teachings of the Catholic Church. 598 questions, to be exact. Launched this morning by papal decree here in the Vatican's Clementine Hall, this small red and yellow book is the new compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church.
O Dio, vieni a salvarmi.
New insofar as this edition, compiled by the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, presents the Church's timeless teachings in questions pertinent to the society of today, such as what is eternal life, how can we avoid war, or why do we say amen? Catechism made simpler, not really, the issues remain the same, but it is the format that changes. The monologue has become dialogue between the teacher and disciple, the Church and its faithful.
Era divenuta sempre più diffusa e insistente l'esigenza di un catechismo in sintesi, breve.
In his address to the members of the Congregation for the Doctrine of Faith, Pope Benedict commented on the growing need for a catechism that synthesizes the essential and fundamental elements of the faith and morals of the Church. Indeed, when Pope Benedict was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger, prefect of the CDF, then Pope John Paul II entrusted to him the project of bringing together a new compendium over 20 years ago. It is no surprise that the Holy Father expressed his personal joy at the fruition of the project, dedicating its publication to the people of the Church who desire to know Christ and his teachings. This compendium is a renewed call to the gospel for the people of God, he said. It represents us, our faith. It invites us to discover new aspects of the truth of our religion.
Al rispetto della sua struttura e dei suoi contenuti, ma anche alla completezza e all'integrità della dottrina cattolica.
Commenting on its new format, the Holy Father also pointed out how dialogue as a literary style favors assimilation and a greater memorization, as well as a tendency towards brevity. Pope Benedict then spoke of the illustrations which accompany the reader's journey of discovery, sacred images from the Vatican's places of worship that tell of the fertile tradition of Christian art. Thus, said the Pope, word and symbol proclaim the same message, the message of the divine.
Aprimi gli occhi perché io veda le meraviglie.
What is new is that the text also includes an appendix. In it, you'll find common prayers for the universal Church and some catechistic formulae. Benedict explained the added appendix as an invitation to the Church to find a common form of prayer, not only on a personal level, but more importantly, on a communal level. As a result, in many of the following editions in the various languages, the universal prayers will be carried in Latin.
Benediciamo il Signore.
Questo compendio, frutto della loro fatica, ma soprattutto dono che Dio fa alla Chiesa in questo terzo millennio.
In his closing comments, the Pope expressed the hope that this little red book, the fruit of almost 20 years of work, scrutinized by a cardinals and bishops' conferences across the world, would bring a new dimension into the teaching of the gospel in the third millennium.
Ma anche, più ancora, la crescita interiore della Chiesa, la sua corrispondenza al disegno divino.
The new compendium of the Catechism of the Catholic Church, as decreed by Pope Benedict XVI, is on sale now in Italian, available soon in English, and costs just €18. I'm Emer McCarthy.